devotees, let us become aware of the deeper dimension of what is kirtan. In 1974, Prabhupada was on the ocean in Bombay, and he said something about the deeper dimension of kirtan. If I love you, then as soon as there are some rules, oh, Dr. Ghosh is coming, I shall be very much interested to hear about you. When are you coming? How are you coming? That is love. So that is Shravana. If one has love for God, he must hear about God. That purpose is Shravana. And if one has heard about God, then he must chant also. He should, preach to others, oh, God is like this. God is like that. God is so beautiful. He does like this. He does like that. That is kirtan. The noun kirtan comes from the verb root kirt, which means to praise. My dear devotees, let us praise a little bit Krishna by hearing about his pastimes, and then we might sing not just with our lips. We might clap not just with our hands, but we might sing with our hearts and clap with our souls. When throughout the day Krishna's out in the forest of Vrindavan, the Brajavasis spend their time deeply longing for Krishna. When will he return? When will he come and how will he come? Radharani thoughts reflect what goes on in the mind of all the Brajavasis. She says, oh, when will this long day ever end? When will the evening arrive and bring auspiciousness to my eyes so that I can see Nandanandana? I will see Krishna's curly locks covered by the dust of the Vrindavan soil, which was upraised by the cows. I will see his beautiful moon-like face. And when I see his handsome form, his sweet smile, his charming movements, when I hear his flute song, the suffering which I felt for the whole day will be over. But alas, what is wrong with this day? It seems to go on for thousands of millennia. The cruel creator, the fool Brahma, has turned this afternoon into a hard, grinding stone that crushes my grain-like heart. Vasis stand at the gate of the town of Vrindavan and they look towards the eastern direction, hoping that it will bring Krishna into their eyes. And all of a sudden, they hear the loud mooing of the Surabhi cows. They see dust clouds raising as if raised by a storm, and the devatas coming down to roll themselves in this dust, which is touched by Krishna Balaram's lotus feet. They hear the sound of the flutes of the cowherd voice, but they cannot make out the sight of Krishna and Balaram. And all of a sudden, on the horizon, the effulgence of a black blue sapphire sweeping over the horizon. And then they see Krishna and Balaram amidst the cows. My dear devotees, one of them is black and the other has the color of silver. Mother Earth seemed to have entirely turned her body into dust of various colors. And this dust rises up in the sky and then falls down in an obeisance to touch the body of Krishna. Krishna has a beautiful white turban, slightly tilted. There's a peacock feather. Krishna has his famous Kostuma jewel, which sends flashes of lightning. The yellow pollen from the lotus which is hanging above his ear has now come on his cheek, and his cheek is colored yellow. Krishna smiles at the devotees. Then he places his flute another time on his lips, and all of a sudden he plays a very joyful melody, and his eyes start to dance. His eyes seem to ask the Brijvasis, "Do you notice the exquisite melody from my flute?" The devatas come down another time. They stand by the side of the road. And suddenly Krishna goes into a special raga. The effect is that all the cows stop. Yes, they don't move. They were running before Krishna to be the first to be back in Nandagaon. But now they stop, because Krishna induces them to drink from the last crystal clear lakes before Nandagram, so that his cows will not feel any thirst. Then the cows move on, the earth trembles and cries because it is split up by thousands and millions of cows' feet. But Krishna's soft lotus feet close the wounds of Mother Earth. The boys dance home. And all the Brijvasis who see Krishna returning perform an arati ceremony to their beloved Krishna. And they shout, Jayananda Yashoda Dulal!
Jayananda Yashoda Dulal!
Girivara Hari!
Girivara Hari!
Gopal!
Gopal!
The gopis who stepped on the rooftops throw flower petals on Krishna. This is the nature of love. Narada Muni defines bhakti as the supreme suffering in the absence of Krishna, and the supreme joy in the presence of Krishna. My dear devotees, you can test your love to Krishna during kirtan. Do you feel joy in singing? Or do you feel suffering? But don't worry. Even if you will now hear this kirtan, which comes from my lips and my heart, which are so dry and so unmelodically, know that the Lord keeps a special place for all of those who do kirtan.